mercy, love, and his kindness. Amen. Let us prepare for our morning worship service this morning. Amen. Pray for the service wherever you are. Pray that the Lord will move in a very powerful way.
Front row.
Front row, okay. Doxology, praise God, for whom all blessings flow.
Holy, holy, holy.
you one more time. We thank you, God, for allowing us to live to see this day. Thank you, God, for watching over us all week long. Thank you, God, for your many blessings that thou has poured in our lives. So, God, we come this morning with praises on our lips and with gratefulness within our hearts. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, you're so good. You're such an awesome God. Wonderful God. Kind God. An excellent God. So God, we pause this morning and say thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your daughter's son dying in our spots. Now God, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, confessing our sins. We have pressed down our sins. We pressed them down from last year. Pressed them down from this morning. We pressed them down when we pulled up in the parking lot. And God, we can't press them down any longer. The trash can is overflowing now. The sins are on the floor now. The sins are smelling now. God, we got to change out the bag now. So God, early this morning for your throne of grace and mercy, we confess our sins. We sin this week. Your word has declared that we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We sin this week. We said something. We thought something. We did something that was contrary to your teaching. We sin. Your word and declared, God, we are fifth and rash standing before a righteous God. We sin this week. Your word and declared, none righteous, no, not one. We sin this week. Have mercy upon us. We come like David before your throne asking that thou would create us a new home. And renew a right spirit within us. Only you can do that, God. You said in your word that we confess our sins, you will forgive us of all of our sins and clean us from all unrighteousness. Have mercy upon us. Your word has declared, God, if we walk in the light, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, God, we come, God, walking in the light this morning. And the light exposed our sin. The light exposed our darkness. So God, we ask for mercy right now. Have mercy upon us. Wash us. Mold us. Shape us for your glory. Thank you for another opportunity to talk to you. We come giving you the glory, God. You spared our lives one more time. God, we take advantage of this opportunity to say thank you. You allowed that angel to behave, and God, we say thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your word declared you give out mercy to whom you want to give out to. And thank you for sparing it up on us this morning. Now, God, we're ready to worship you now. Now, dispatch your Holy Spirit. Let him have his way this morning. Bless the choir members. Strengthen their vocal cords. Keep their minds on you, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless our musicians. Anoint them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Use them right now in the name of Jesus.
Now, God bless your people with the sound of my weak voice. Give them the spirit like you gave David when David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be within my mouth. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every evil spirit, every demonic spirit, every spirit that's contrary to your teaching right now. Every spirit that would try to derail and suffocate the anointing from flowing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, loose your power and your anointing. God, we thank you for coming. We thank you for being a part of our service this morning. We feel you, God. I feel you moving right now. You said when there are two or three tension in the green, you'll be in our midst. And God, we feel your glory right now. So have thine way, God. While you're already here, just touch your people from pew to pew and heart to heart. Thank you for coming. Deliver, heal right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Give myself away. 98 verses 1 and 2. And do we all sing to the Lord a new song? For he has done marvelous things. His right hand is and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord knows and may know that his salvation, his righteousness, he has revealed in the sight of the nations. May the word of God be a blessing to everything. He did it.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, we can do better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's a blessing to see your faces again one more time. Give honor to Pastor White, to Presiding Elder Huggins, to Reverend Huggins Jr., and to each of you, my brothers and my sisters. We call your attention to the bulletin on page 5, just to highlight. Before that, we want to highlight our guests. If there's anyone worshiping with us this morning, would like to stand and greet us, we would appreciate hearing from you at this time. Any guests who would like to greet us? Okay, well, we're very happy to have you worshiping with us this morning, and we encourage you to come back and visit with us again. Pray that you've been blessed and that you will continue to be blessed by the service. Amen? And Pastor White will greet you in his own way in just a few moments. Amen. Amen. Now we call your attention to page 7 of the bulletin, and we ask that you would please put these dates in your calendar and rule and govern yourselves accordingly. We do want to emphasize the announcements, the first few announcements there with the health screening, the aerobic step ministry starting up, and the Juneteenth entry. Please keep those in mind, as well as the church conference and the other items there. And we've been asked to announce that Club Yesipu will be hosting a Black History Banquet on Saturday, February 1st at 6 p.m. You can contact any club member to purchase a ticket. They are $40. We'll be at the Enterprise Civic Center, and that's on February 1st. This is a community-wide event, and at this time, we'd like to ask if there are any Club Yesipuch members in the sanctuary, if you'll stand so people will know who to get the tickets from. If you'll quickly just stand, if you will. Amen. Have some in the sanctuary and in the choir. Amen. Thank you very much. Also, Community Awareness Organization will host the annual Martin Luther King Jr. birthday celebration on January 18th and 19th. The youth will be in concert on the 18th. At 6 p.m. and the main program with the speaker, Reverend Darrell Caldwell, on the 19th at 4 o'clock at the Civic Center. Amen? Amen. We have a thank you card here to my Johns Chapel Church family. Our heartfelt thanks for your love shown, expressions, acts of love, and especially your prayers during these trying times as we said goodbye to our brother, Mike. Continue to pray for us, as we will for you, the family of Ed and Deborah Brown. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to keep them in our prayers. We also want to remind you to please keep in prayer our prayer concerns, those listed on page 6, and remember them in your prayers. The other announcements are listed on page 6 for the week. The WMS will be meeting in person. I just want to emphasize that here at the church. Amen? Amen. So at this time, we want to pause and recognize those who are celebrating birthdays this week. Want to wish a happy birthday to Sister Janice Bobbitt today. Amen. 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 And also Isaiah Purcell on January 15th. Shay White Lane, the pastor's sister, on January 15th. Also, Brother Douglas Green, January 15th. Several birthdays on the same as Dr. King's. Also, on January 16th, Sister Evander Kinsley Moment. January 17th, the recently retired, dressed up, Brother Ricky Bridge. Amen. Was that 64? My, my, my. You've been robbing the cradle, hey. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. January 17, 2011, which makes her 14, Faith Marie Sanchez Mathis. Amen. Amen. On the 18th. All right, China, I owe you a gold coin for that one.
I'm on 18, too.
Somebody else. Oh, that's what you were trying to tell me beforehand. What's the date of yours? 18. The 18th. All right, China and Roland, we're blaming on the computer. Amen? Amen. I'm sorry? Yours is today. I just resigned. All right, so what we don't have printed, January 12th, is Sister Shaniqua Scott. Yes, amen. All right, and then we don't have printed on January 18th, China Clark. And China, how old are you? 14? 14, okay. And also, Brother Roland Allen, you want to tell your age? 7 to 8. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Amen. Did I miss anybody else's birthday? Everybody I missed, see me afterwards. I'm going to give you $5 each. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask everyone except the birthday people to stand, and let's sing with uplifted voices, led by Pastor White. Pastor White, thank you. Casey. Oh, there he is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Sister Simmons for announcements. Come on, y'all, let's give her another hand clap of praise. Thank you for announcements. All right, thank you all again for your commitment and your dedication, first of all, to God and to our local church. And we're so thankful for all of our guests, amen, here with us this morning.
Amen.
If this is your first time worshiping with us on Sunday morning, can you raise your right hand? We have gifts for you. Okay, look at you. Bless you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Amen. 7. Okay, about 7 individuals. Okay, 6. Okay, all right, good. So Sister Brown will come around with some gifts, and we're so thankful that you all are here with us at John's Chapel, AOME Church, the nicest church in Enterprise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you no matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like. You're going to be loved here in our church. The church of unconditional love, not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. And to our guests, you all are at the right place at the right time. Yeah. Come on, y'all, let's give our guests another hand of praise. Thank God for them. Thank God for you all worshiping with us, and we are so delighted to have you all here. Amen. So we have a litany of things taking place here within our church. So you see the announcements on several pages. So let's tune in on page 6. You see our announcements on page 6. Sure that we are available for all our different meetings that are taking place in our church. Our health screening, UAB, they'll be here on the 15th from 10 to 2. So we ask our members to come and be a part of the health screening, as well as our food bank ministry will be giving our food on that particular Wednesday. So make sure that we're available. We're birthing our new ministry, dealing with our step ministry with Sister Knight on Saturday at 12. So make sure you being able to attend that particular ministry if you want to get fit for Christ. Amen. Faith, fun, fitness. There you go. Yeah, we're going to work it. Amen. So we're going to tie it in and work that out. So kind of with the 3 L's. And go there and go have a good time. So let's get ready for that particular event. And then January the 21st, January 21st, 6 p.m., we're asking all our members to come with us. January the 21st at 6 p.m., we're asking all the members, as well as our guests, to come and be with us at City Hall. We're going to ask for a Juneteenth celebration with them on that Friday and that Saturday. And Saturday at parade, we ask for the city to continue to partner with us. They have been doing it with us for the last 4 years, or fifth year. So we ask Sister Nicole, along with her team, be prepared to present to the city on the 21st of January, asking for the Juneteenth celebration for that weekend. And they've been supporting us for the last 4 years. So we need all our members to make that adjustment to come and be with us. Amen. Our church conference, January the 27th, 6 p.m. We need all our officers, we need all our members to be a part of the church conference. We had a good steward board meeting. We're able to present the budget, so we're able to dialogue with the stewards. We're able to increase on some things, decrease on some things, delete some things, and go from there. So now we get ready to meet our trustee board. Dr. Thompson will come with the trustee board, present the budget to the trustee board, see how the trustees feel about the budget, give input from the trustee board, and then from the trustee board, we're going to go to the official board. We're going to have dialogue with the official board, with church members, and then after church members, we're going to go to the church conference. We don't have to do all of that, but we're going to do it. Amen. So everybody will be on one accord. When we have our church conference, we're going to agree with the church conference budget, and then we're going to rock and roll. Amen. Get this calendar off the ground and go to work for the glory of God. Amen. So we got our Founders Day ready. Our Founders Day is next month. We get ready for our Founders Day for next month. That's a $7,000 project, and we are preparing for that right now. So let's get ready for our Founders Day celebration. Brother Simmons is over our Founders Day. He's the chairperson of our Founders Day. So he's going to quickly grab a committee, a development committee, and then they're going to go to work on one of those Sundays afternoon or Sunday morning, however the committee wants to do it, okay? All right. Let's see. That's it. And you see all the rest of the Martin Luther King celebrations that are coming up, and so on. That's it. Sister Hammond, if you want to be a part of our outreach ministry, make sure you get in contact with Sister Hammond. Where are you, Sister Hammond? Where you stand? You can raise your hand here. Okay. Just wave her hand. She's in the choir stand. If you want to be a part of our outreach ministry, we get ready to do more outreach ministry outside the four walls of John's Chapel. We're already in the community, but we want to be more visible in the community. We're going to go to where they are. Amen. We're going to where they are. The homeless. People are in need. So our outreach ministry is going to be more hands-on. And we're still going to have our outreach ministry in operation here on a local level, like the food bank ministry, our clothes cloth ministry, different things of that nature. But we're going to load up the bus. We're going to load up the van, and we're going to go where they are. Let the church be the church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be happy when we see the Lord. Lord!
My source, my supplier,
amen.
Thank you. speak, Lord, have mercy. Saw right through her. She said, you better be nice to that lady that she gonna have to cook for you. And I looked at her and said, if she don't, you will. On the celebration of, I don't like to do things of that nature, but on the celebration of Dr. King's birthday, on it's a Thursday. Somebody please cut this heat back a little bit. Whoever can, please cut it back a little bit. You have one of the God's great preachers as your speaker, Darryl Caldwell. Very good speaker. I was hoping that the pastor would talk just a little bit longer, but he didn't. But if you'll go with me to the book of Joshua, the 3rd chapter and the 5th, 1 through 5. Joshua rose early in the morning. They moved from Shechem, and if I'm saying that right, I'm saying that wrong, I'm right. And came to Jordan. He and all of the children of Israel and walked there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levite bearing it, then ye shall move from your place where you are going after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that ye may know the way which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way before. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourself. Tomorrow you will do wonders among you. The 9th verse. Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither. Hear the word of the Lord your God. I want to speak to you this morning from the subject. a new year and a new direction. A new year and a new direction. As God people, we know that 2025, that we have not passed this way before. We must confess, not knowing where really to we are going or where we will end up in 2025. We know where we came from. We know about 2024. But this is a new year.
Oh, yeah.
It brings with it its own challenge and its own unknown. God will be with us. And if we pray to him, God will allow us to have the strength to launch into a new direction and a new year. But we know, we don't know what 2025 holds for us, but we know who holds 2025 and who holds us.
Amen.
In our text, we find the nation of Israel have reached the Jordan River. Only thing stand between them and the promised land. A new opportunity was a river. They have finally made it where God promised them and their father and their father's father he would give them. It's been 40 years, now they have reached the promised land. God has had delayed them for 40 years from going into the promised land because of their sins. But now, the son of the promised land is before them. They have been camped out around the Jordan River for about 3 days now. Joshua was their leader. Bible tells us Joshua rose early that morning and gave direction how to get to the promised land. I believe some of us were just like some of them. You don't have to tell me how to get there. I already know. If I made it through 2024, I know I can make it through 2025. If I stayed in the desert, we lived in the desert. If we can make it in the desert for 40 years, I know I can make it in the promised land. If we went through the difficulties that we went through 2024, I know I can make it through 2025.
All right.
I'm talking about a new year, a new direction in 2025. My first point. In 2025 is the unknown path. We don't know what 2025 holds for us. We don't know what the challenges of 25 have for us. We don't know where we end up in 2025. But God does. In our text, we find God people like us in 2025. We're standing at the border of a new land and a new promise and a new year, facing a new chance, facing some difficulties that we don't even know about. I tell it all the time. Sometimes life through us, still a grapes, through us lemons. I remember in 2010, life threw Hattie and myself a lemon. When our child laid in ECM, known as Southeast Health Center, at the point of death, when a doctor came in, his primary from the hospital, allowed us to pull the plug. He's not gonna make it. But we had him ourselves went in prayer. Lord, we don't know, but you know what to do. You know where he needs to go. You tell us what we need to do. If Jesus go with me, I go anywhere. Yes, it was an unknown that we had never faced before. We told the doctor no. Right after telling the doctor no, his neurosurgeon, a few hours later, had not talked to the doctor, came in and we told him what the doctor said. He said, well, I don't know. Two doctors now. One said, pulled the plug, the other said that we don't know the power of God. That's the reason I can stand up here today and sing to you and say to you, all the powers of Jesus' name, let all prostrate fall. Hallelujah. He's sitting here in the pulpit today. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah. Jesus is powerful. If Jesus was powerful in 2010, I know he's going to be powerful in 2025. I'm talking about the new year, new direction. My second point is hard choices of life. When we think about it, we have the tendency of saying when people got to make a decision, that's easy. That's easy to make that choice. Yes, it's easy when you don't have to make it. I remember when I was pastoring Greater St. Paul in Florence, Alabama. I always went to the hospital when I had a member in the hospital, and it was just in there, I was going to have surgery. I would go before the surgery and pray with them. I had a member in the hospital about to have open heart surgery. He had began to have second thoughts about that procedure, about the operation. When his sister-in-law, who loved him like her own brother, called me and said, Pastor, tell Hank, go on and have that operation. Technology is good now toward having an open heart surgery. The doctors know what they're doing. We have one of the best heart specialists in Florence, Alabama, here in Alabama. Telling them it's just like treating a cold. I went along with them. But when I went to walk in his door, something came to me and said, yeah, but that ain't cold. It's not your cold, it's not her cold. You're not the one gonna have to face that night. It's Hank. Yes, sir. He's the one got to make the decision. Yes, sir. Not you. Yes. I can tell you right now, it's easy for you to do something when it's not easy. It's not easy. It might be easy looking to me because I hadn't faced it yet. Yes, sir. I used to When I was a kid, go out to the barber shop. I don't think they do it now. They used to play checkers. And when the man made this move, he made the wrong move. I say, he should have made that move over there. I was standing over behind him. Look, that's the move he should have had made. But when I sit down at that checker table, that same move that I told him he could make, it didn't seem like the same move no more. When you have difficulty, you can tell me, it's just like a cold, but that's my cold. It's not your cold. Everyone got to go before the doctor. So I simply told Hank when I got in there, I prayed and I told him, when you go in, if you go in, take the name of Jesus with you. When you face the unknown in 2025, I don't know. You don't know what choice you might have to make. But the angel told Mary in Luke 1:9, he told Mary, there is nothing that God cannot do. Whatever the choice is, I come to by to tell you, I used to didn't know what those people were talking about. The old folks said, he's a burden carrier, and he can make your load lighter. If you carry Jesus with you in 2025, he'll make your burden lesser. He'll make your burden smooth as the road. There's nothing that God cannot do. Don't relax. Because life was good to you in 2024. You might be thinking, I'm glad to see 2025. Come with God, 2024 was not good to me. But I come by to tell you, whichever one it is, Joshua said to the people that we have never passed this way before. God has been this way. Life sometimes can shoot us limbs instead of oranges. But if you carry God with you, God carry you where you need to go. My third point, I was hoping the pastor talked a little longer with y'all. If you know me, I'm not really long when I get tired quick. My third point. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to God. Here, they are standing at the river, ready to jump in and don't know what they're about to jump into. Joshua instructed them to stand still at the River Jordan and watch God go to work. Don't go before God. You see, the Levi. You see the priest carrying the ark of God. The Bible don't say it, but I say, don't pay that priest or that Levite no attention. Look at that ox. It's the word of God. Listen to God speak to you through his word. Care who you are. If you got a good word from God, I'm ready to listen. He told him, come hear the children. Hear the word of the Lord. said in 9 and 10, you make it. If you keep what Joshua said in that 10th verse when he said that you can win the victory, just like that road we travel in 2024. If we listen to God, pay God words of attention, we can make it in 2025. Joshua said, hear the preacher. Hear the Bible school teacher. Hear the Sunday school teacher. But listen to God. Listen to what they tell you about God. In the year 2025, there are some unexpected battles that we must go through. Some unexpected difficulties that we might find ourselves going through. We might have made it through 2024, but now we got some difficulties in 2025. But we need to listen to God. Sometimes we get so carried away. Sometimes we can get ourselves so big. Sometimes we can get ourselves so great that up on ourselves, what I'm trying to say. That we can't hear nobody but me. Way down yonder, by myself, couldn't hear nobody pray, but I can get on my knees and tell God all about it. I don't care what happened in 2025. If I listen to God's word and obey God's word, I can sing the song that said, the victory is mine. The victory today is mine. The victory is mine because God gave it to me.
Yes, it is.
Israel couldn't see the road. They didn't know what it cared for them. They didn't know the obstacles. When I look at Trump, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
When he talk about all what he going to do, where he going to carry the army, what people must do, we do something else, go along with him, and some black folk did it too. But I come by to tell Trump, only God has the victory. All you got to do is look ahead. Trump said what he going to do, but I come by to tell you, I know what God said. I am that I am. Look at that ark. Don't look at those soldiers. Don't look at the priests. Don't look at the Levites. Look at God. See God and what God can do for you. I come by to tell you, don't jump ahead of God. Let God lead you. When he leads you, he leads you in the right path of righteousness. In 2025, wait on the Lord. For the songwriter said, take the name of Jesus with you, child of the sorrow and woe. It will be joy that will comfort you. I come by to tell you this morning, church, I don't know what 2025 holds, but I know who holds 2025. I know if I stay close to God, God will what happened. I don't care what. I come by to tell you this morning, the fires are burning out of control in California. But I come by to tell you that Jesus got some water. Just one drop can put out all hell fire. I come by to tell you, in 2025, take the Lord. anyway.
Thank you for healing her body. Amen.
right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for her support system. Now, God, keep working miracles in her life. Now, God, give her the ability to be an advocate, to testify about your goodness. Thank you for your anointing. Cover with your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Pray God for Sister Dawson right now in the name of Jesus.
thank you, God, for this prayer warrior. Now, God, we just pray that night. We keep the fire burning from within. As the ark go before her, pray, God, right now, the Lord and I will reveal to her her ministry for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, y'all, let us stand all over the church and let's welcome them into our church family. Come on, let us stand all over the church. Amen. Let's come on, y'all, let's embrace this family in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Bless your family. Love you, bro.
Your class.
10 minutes after service. Give me 10 minutes. Okay, we'll meet. If you need after service, we'll meet in the GED room, okay? Sister Halstead, amen. All right, we're working. Lord have mercy. Good to see you. Meet me after church, Sister Halstead. You and the family? You doing good, Sister Halstead? Good. Now, Sister Halstead, she helped me when I go see my doctor, Grand Enterprise. She helps me. She makes me calm down and be very, you know, do what I have to do. Thank you, Sister Halstead. Amen. Amen. Who else? Sister Adam, how are you? We good? Good to see you. Michael, how are you? You good? You went in your historical room? You went in your historical room lately?
No.
Go in there and look in there. Look how we jazz it up. All right, good. All right, anything else? We good? Sister Beverly, how are you? Brother Baldwin, you doing good? Good. You got words before we leave? You got words before we leave?
Thank you.